Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good morning. Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another Saturday. This day, an interesting day after a week of interesting times.
Absolutely.
Here in Dallas. Who knows what part of Dallas can still get a mortgage on their house. Some poor people don't have a house. But after this week of tornadic activity and all the craziness that went on, it was an interesting week. But we are here talking about your home loans today here in North Dallas. And all of DFW and all of Texas, this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. We want to answer your questions. We want to help you guide your way through the process of buying, refinancing, getting a home equity loan, maybe just consolidating debts there and getting your interest rates lowered. We want to help you today at TexasLending.com by having you call us. You can call us here live in the air at 877-881-1053. Get your text going early. If you want to know if it's time for you to refinance, it's 972-387-4600. I'm joined by William Cobb. He is an ancestor of Ty Cobb, so he's part of the sports genre here. I don't know what side of the ancestry you're on.
I'm not really sure myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah. but Tress isn't here today. Tress is she is on the road, and so is Bubba. And so we are, it's Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com, and William here. We want to answer all the questions for your home loan. Now, if you have a situation, maybe you have a credit score that's low, we want to help you get that credit score resolved for buying or refinancing a home. Maybe your credit score is low and you don't need to have it resolved right now. You just need to get your debts paid off so you can get your credit score going back up. We can answer those questions for you here today, but it all starts with texting. You can text us at 972-387-4600. Mortgage rates are still fantastically low. It's interesting, William, I watch the news, I listen to the news. Our God is the television and the internet.
Yes.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, well, our God is whatever we listen to, whatever we read every day, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever we're seeing. We believe the TV, and we believe the internet, we believe the radio too much. Mortgage rates, as a matter of fact, this week were as good or better than last week. And as a matter of fact, mortgage rates have been right about the same for the last month. Mm-hmm. Well, for some reason, a week ago, they reported that mortgage applications for refinances had gone down a little bit. And so they came out in the news on Wednesday, and they said, mortgage applications for refinances have dropped more than any time on record. And I was like, no, they haven't. It was a glitch in the system. Mortgage applications for refinances are just as strong as ever. As a matter of fact, our applications this month are up over last month. And so what happened, though, when that happens is people read it and they go, oh, it's not time for me to refinance because the TV told me it's not time for me to refinance. They're wrong. Mortgage rates have stayed steady. If you listen to this show every week, we give you updates on what's going on. We've told you that mortgage rates aren't going to be going sky high. They're not going to be going into the stratosphere because, well, they just can't. And we're about the only country in the world that has interest rates that are above zero right now. And so right now, the TexasLending.com opportunity is there for you with some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. And people ask, how can you have some of the lowest rates in Texas? We had people doing TV commercials 2 weeks ago, and they came in and they said, how is it that your rate was so much better when I called you versus my bank? How is it that your rate was so much better than when I called these other companies? And I say, well, these banks have a million owners that want to make $1 million. And They're on the stock exchange, and if they don't make a 20% net profit, then they're going to get their stock sold, and their stock price is going to go down. We're a privately owned organization. We focus on mortgages here in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're not a bank that does all these other stuff. We do mortgages. We're very efficient at it. We fund over 3 loans per employee per month. Most mortgage companies fund 1 loan per employee. We do a lot of volume. We do them at low rates, and we're a family-owned organization. And we pass it along to you in Dallas-Fort Worth and around Texas. We focus on Texas. We know what we're doing, especially for the Texas home equity loans. Call us today. Text us your questions. We will get to your question here on the air. Maybe you don't know if it's worth it for you to refinance. Text us how much you owe on your house, what is the value of your house, and what is your credit score. We'll give you an idea. And what is your current interest rate? We need to know what your current rate is. We can tell you whether you can refinance and whether it's worth it for you right now. Mortgage rates are still in the mid to upper threes for your refinance. Mortgage rates are still in the low threes to 3% on your 15-year refinance. If you want to get yourself a cash-out refinance, rates are a little bit higher than that. But you know what? Most people call a refinance here. Even though Texas cash-out refinance rates and Texas home equity rates are higher than regular refinance loans, they're still as good or better than most refinance rates at other mortgage companies. So people are calling here and they go, wow, I can get cash out and still get the same rate as I can get at my bank on a regular refinance. We're like, yes, you can come here, consolidate your debts, get rid of 20%, 22%, 25% credit cards, drop those things by 80% on the interest rate. Drop the interest rate you're paying on credit cards by 80%. Apply the money you're paying towards the principal balances of these cards, towards the principal balance of your house. Drop the rates so you're paying off the mortgage faster and not just paying interest rates to make banks happy so they have great Christmases and you have a less of a Christmas. Call us today, 972-387-4600. That's how you text us. That's how you call us. We have loan officers here this morning. I walked in this morning. They were already here, ready to take your phone call at 972-387-4600. All right. So we have the text lines at 972-387-4600. You have online at TexasSunny.com. William, you are on the home purchase team here at TexasSunny.com. True?
Absolutely true.
And so we have our teams divided here at TexasSunny.com into a refinance team. They do home equity loans and refinances and cash out refinances. And our purchase team, they get you pre-approved. They make sure that they read your contract. They make sure your loan gets closed on time. They focus on home purchases. So when you're talking to a loan officer here about purchases, they are thinking about getting you qualified. They are thinking about getting your loan closed on time, and they're having communication with your realtor. That's what they do. They're not worried on someone else's refinance. They're not working on someone's cash out and trying to make sure they get their bills paid off. They're trying to help you get qualified and into a home. And it here's the most important thing. It is free. It is free to qualify for a home loan at TexasSunny.com. You want to get pre-approved. It's free for a refinance. It's free for a purchase. It's free for a home equity loan. When you get qualified here, we go over your numbers, and until you say, yes, this is what I want, and then we text you the information or we scan it to you, and you say, this is what I want, you pay for an appraisal after that. That's all we charge you here at TexasSunny.com. It's your appraisal prior to you getting into a home loan. Call us, text us now. So you're on the purchase team. What things have you been seeing lately? What have you been hearing from people on the street?
A lot of times right now, people are trying to make sure that they have a pre-approval, not necessarily just a pre-qualification letter. I've had a bunch of clients call in, and the sales agents or the agent representing the sellers doesn't want to see just a pre-qualification letter. They want a pre-approval, and there is a big difference between the two. A lot of places will normally use those words interchangeably, but they are quite different.
You know, a lot of places you'll type some information in online, and it'll say you're approved. Well, they haven't verified the income that you said you made. They haven't verified your assets that they said you have. They haven't verified other things in your documentation that we have to look at. There's some questions about your credit report, right? We don't know all the things that are there that you typed in online. We take time to verify that. We get you a full pre-approval with an underwriter prior to you getting yourself into a contract. You don't want to be signing a contract on a home loan, because if you're going to buy a home and you sign a contract, someone's going to ask you for anywhere between $2,000 to $5,000 when you sign the contract. And that is called earnest money. And you know what? That earnest money can go poof into the sky if your loan doesn't close. If your loan doesn't close on time, if all of a sudden you're not approved 2 weeks later, poof, that money can go away. Now, there is something in a home purchase contract, and it's called an option period. And as long as you get denied during the option period, then you can get your money back. But when you get a contract, a whole week could go by, and they're still trying to verify your information. And only once they verify it, I mean, we've had people, for example, in the past, they go put money on a contract, and their credit report looks great. But we go to verify their existing mortgage, and it's not on their credit report. So we have to go to your mortgage company and say, verify the mortgage payments paid on time. We had one person one time, they were 90 days behind in their current house.
Oh, no.
And they were going to buy another house. Well, this was an interesting story. So their credit looks fine, except they're not paying their mortgage. And so they go out and get a contract, and we say, yeah, they're approved. And then we go to verify their mortgage history, and they were 90 days behind. Well, we said, well, once we got that information, we had to report it to the bureau. And when we got it on the bureau, their scores dropped 100 points. So they got denied because they didn't qualify for a conventional loan anymore. They didn't qualify for any loan. They didn't qualify for any loan. And they were 90 days behind in a current mortgage trying to get a mortgage. Mm-hmm. So we denied them. Well, then they went to another mortgage company. And the mortgage company said, what were they thinking? How can they give you a pre-approval? They don't know what they're doing. Well, we did know what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And then they said, you need to go to the Better Business Bureau and report these guys. And we said, wait a minute. They applied for a mortgage and never disclosed that they were behind 90 days in their mortgage, and it wasn't on their credit report. This is the nonsense, you know, that goes on out here sometimes. And so, you know, when you're trying to get pre-approved for a house, full disclosure, because it's all going to get documented. We're going to document your tax returns have been paid. So we see your W-2s and tax returns, but then we get a verification that the tax returns have been filed. Because some people say, here's my tax returns, but they never filed them. They give us a signed tax return, they never reported them. And then we find out those weren't the actual tax returns. We verify your tax returns with the IRS. We verify all these things. So when you're trying to get approved for a home loan, for your safety and your earnest money safety and all your sanity, get the documentation up front. If you don't qualify now, you'll qualify later. If you haven't bought a home before, you can always go buy a home later. If you're renting now, you can still rent. You can always rent a house. When it's time to buy a home, to try to get something of value that can go up in value for you, something that you can have for a lifetime, when you're trying to do that, make sure you're doing it right. And so that's what we're here to do at TexasLending.com. We're doing it right. We're making sure you're fully pre-qualified. If you have a question about buying a home, refinancing, getting home equity, hey, if you want to buy a home, let us know how much money you make. Here's how much money I make yearly that we can document. Tell us how much we can document. If you can't document it, let us know. We'll tell you what your options are. Tell us what your credit score is and how much money you have for down payment. We'll tell you how much home you can afford. We'll give you a ballpark figure of this is how much home, this is how much loan you can get. And if you can put that much money down, we'll share with you on the air if you text us at 972-387-4600. All right, we already have some questions coming in, William. First one, mortgage, $350,000, 30 years at 4.25%, credit is 720. Can they do better? They make over $300K, current payment is $1,900. So here's the question for all of you. How much money do you need to save every month to make it worth it for you to refinance? How much money do you need? How much debt do you have to pay off at 20% interest rates on credit cards for it to make sense for you to get that down near 4%, right? Somewhere around there in that ballpark, give or take, depending on what kind of loan, whether you're getting a 15-year or 30-year or your credit's low. Somewhere to drop your rates from 20% down to 4% on credit cards. Is it worth it? For this person, they're at 4.25%. Their loan is 350. I'm going to round that out at 360, and here's why. For everyone listening, for every $120,000 of home you refinance, if you save 1% on your interest rate, you'll save $100 a month. So 1% on $120,000 is $100 a month. Okay? So if they're at 360, they save $300 a month in interest. So if this person's at 4.25% and they can get that down to 3.25%, they would save $300, nearly $300 a month of interest that they can apply towards the payment, the principal. Now, the amount of money they're going to save every month goes down because they're only paying interest in the remaining principal, but they're paying the principal off faster because they're not paying it to interest, they're paying it to principal. So they're at 4.25, and I can tell you that the 15-year refinance is somewhere down around 3.25 for that person. They can get 3 if they pay a point. They can probably get 3.25. I'm telling you, it's in that ballpark. They're at 720. If your scores were at 740, you would have the ultimate best rate. At 720, there's a tiny, tiny ding to the credits. Every 20 points of credit you go below 740, your interest rate can go up a little bit. So if you're at 720 or 700 or 680, every 20 points it goes down, you have a chance of your rate going up, especially on a conventional loan. The 30-year for that person is probably somewhere in the mid to upper threes. They're probably 3.625, 3.75, somewhere in that ballpark on that loan. So we've seen them as low as 3.5 in the last week. We've seen them as high as 3.75. They go up and down during the day. With every tweet, with every talk about tariff, mortgage rates go up and down. People get in and out of the market. With every scare that people have of nonsense going on, people move around and the mortgage rates move. That affects the midday changes, just everything, people moving money. They've been between 3.5 and 3.75 on your 30-year refinance. This person might be able to save 1%. I definitely know it's worth a phone call because it's a free phone call and it's a free qualification for us to run numbers for you. Look at two options. This person at 350. This is Don, it says. Don, do two options. Say, run me numbers with zero closing costs. You still might be able to save $100, $150 a month with zero closing costs. What does that mean? You just lower your rate. We roll your closing costs into your rate. So your principal balance stays the same. If they saved 0.5% on their loan amount, they still save about $140 a month. Just by saving 0.5%, mm-hmm. Save about $140 a month of interest by dropping the rate from 4.25 down to 3.75. If that's how much money they'd save in interest. Now, if they go to a 15-year, the payment might go up a little bit because they have to pay the principal off in half the time. But here's the other option. Look at the 20-year. Don, look at the 20-year. Look at the one with zero closing costs. Look at the one with a point. See if it's worth it, because if you pay a point, you'll make that point back in about 3.5 years. If you can save nearly $275, after closing cost here, they might save $275 a month if they go an interest, if they go to a 15-year. Do you concur, William Cobb?
I do. If I were this person, I would want to call in and talk to my loan officer and find out what my options are for a 20-year, a 30-year, and a 15-year mortgage, and tell them exactly what it is you're wanting to do. Are you wanting to pay this home off early? Are you wanting to have the lowest monthly payment? Because there's different options out there depending upon what it is you want to do.
972-387-4600. We have loan officers here now. When you call our office, a live person will answer your phone call. Now, if you all called at once, all 15 million of you that are listening, even though there's only 6 to 7 million in all of Dallas-Fort Worth, if all 15 million of you call in, then we won't have a live person answering. It'll probably go to our voicemail. But if you call in good order, then you'll have a live person always answer your call. Anytime you call here at 2 in the morning, a live person will answer your call. And we have loan officers here on Saturday. They're the hardest working people. They're here during the week. They're here in the weekend. If they're here in the weekend, you know they're working hard. And you can get this thing going today. It's a cloudy, cool morning. Call in this morning. Apply this morning. A loan officer will call you this morning. If you do go online and apply at techsunday.com. If you go online and do that, we will get back with you. And you can start the process of saving money now. If you get going now, you will get closed potentially before Thanksgiving. If you have all your ducks in order, for sure before Christmas. Tax season's here. If you haven't saved up for your taxes, then not on your escrows. You can refinance, roll them into your loan, drop the rate. TexasLending.com. We have all lines open for texting, 972-387-4600. You can also call there. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to start answering more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right. We are back.
Nice.
Little Louis Prima for you here on a Saturday morning. So if you're sitting around and you haven't boned up in your Louis Prima lately, go download it on Spotify or turn it up this morning to your cup of coffee. All right, I was telling Larry during the break that I grew up listening to this. My parents listened to the old stuff back in the days, and I turn it on for my son. He likes listening to this stuff too because it's got actual music.
Absolutely,
it's not just a beat. It's not just a beat and a drum, right? Now we actually have some music back in the day. We're here on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with William Cobb. You can text us 972-387-4600. We're going to start getting to these earnestly. And we have some questions coming in right now. Here's an easy one. Do you all do home equity loans? The answer is yes. We do home equity refinance loans, cashback refinance loans. A lot of you call in, 70% of you call a refinance, find out that our rate on a home equity refinance is nearly the same or lower than the banks that are offering you refinances. And you're switching over to a home equity refinance, paying off $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 of credit cards. Let me do the math for you. If you have $10,000 in credit cards at current rates, you're paying between $350 to $400 a month. That's how much your payment is every month they want from you. If you have $10,000 in credit cards, they say your minimum payment is $400. If you put $10,000 into a current mortgage, you'll pay less than $60 a month. So you can move that debt of credit card payment, $400 a month, and that same $10,000 at a low mortgage, instead of 20%, down near 4%, around it. It's going to be different for everybody, depending on your loan size, your credit score, and such. You're going to be able to save over $300 a month in payments. We have people with $25,000 of credit cards. They consolidate that to a lower interest rate in their mortgage, lower rate in their credit cards. Their overall monthly payments are $700 less. And then where they can apply that $700 towards their mortgage. The credit card payments are gone. The principal, the interest they're paying on that's gone. That's now going to go towards your home. $700 more a month. Everything gets paid off faster. Call us today, 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasSunny.com. We have some of the lowest VA, FHA, conventional refinance rates in the state of Texas. We lowered them again last month. People call us. He said, we called 3-5 companies. You guys beat them by a mile on your refinance rates. Call us now to get your refinance done. No one but TexasSunny.com. For your home purchase, we're beating the builders. We're beating all the branch companies. We are matching business all over the place. Call us at 972. We're beating them. And when they try to beat us, we can still beat them. So call us. William, you're seeing it all the time.
I've had two clients this week. We've done that exact thing. The builders came in and said, we can offer you this, and tried to entice them with going with a certain other lender. And we were able to say, we want your business, and
yes,
we will compete for it.
Call TexasSunny.com for your home purchase, your refinance, your home equity loan. All right, next one. This person says, well, by the way, make sure you get your text in, 972-387-4600. Here's a text from Wiley. They said that they have been living in their home for 3 years in Wiley, and now they want to escape. They want to escape Wiley, and they want to move to Denton. Is there ever escaping Wiley? That's the question. No, we love Wiley. So, listen, they want to get out of Wiley, move to Denton, and they want to know if they can use their money. How do I use the money made from the first home to buy a second home? So many people do this. They're going to sell their home, and they got to buy another home. And they have to use the money from the first home for the down payment on the second home. Some of you try to do that in a bang-bang operation. You try to close in 5 minutes and then buy the other home in 5 minutes later. That is a recipe for divorce. That's a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for losing your mind. It's a recipe for having to go to meetings on Thursdays with Alcoholics Anonymous. All right. So you don't want to try to buy a home and then sell a home and buy a home within 5 minutes. It can be done. But you're trying to web a tapestry of people together that doesn't always work out for you, right? So what we suggest is you, one, sell your home first, and you figure out a way to stay in that home for an extra day or two, and you try to buy the other home because you have to get the money from the first one, and you got to buy the second one. Here's the other option. You want to get the home sold and purchased at the same title company, so that you can use the down payment from the one company. As the wire comes in, it can be used for the down payment on the other house. So typically give yourself a little bit of time between the two, because you're going to have the wire come in from the sale of the other home. So someone's going to buy it. The money comes into the title company. They have the money. That they now have the money to wire it in for your other down payment. Another option is give yourself a couple weeks. I like selling my home, you know, at the end of 1 month and then buying in a week later or 2 weeks later. And what you do is you negotiate time to stay in your home for an extra some days after you sell it. You can lease it back for a week from the person that you're selling it to. There's all kinds of ways, and you know a great person that's going to help you manage, get through all that situation, situating you to make sure you're selling and buying is your realtor. That's what realtors are for. They're going to work with us at TexasLending.com to make sure that your other home gets sold and your new one gets bought. You want to make sure you work with a great realtor. I can give you a great realtor's name right now. Liz Dean with the Dean Team at 817-239-0038. Call Liz Dean. She can help you get your home sold, get it on the market. We'll get you pre-approved. Most importantly, find out, make sure you're pre-qualified for the new home. Call William after the show. Call now. They'll get you in William's voicemail. You'll call him after the show, right, William?
Absolutely.
Or do you have to go to a football game? Do you have to go to a tailgating party?
Nope, none of that this weekend.
All right. Being an ancestry of Ty Cobb, the Cobb family, do you watch baseball?
I do.
Did you watch the game last night?
I did.
All right.
I did.
So we brought Texas, the Texas team still has an opportunity. So we're rooting for our friends down in Houston, and hopefully they can keep it going and get another one tonight. Well, actually, I think we have a nice commercial running during the show today, or during the game today. So the TexasLending.com will be part of the game here in Dallas-Fort Worth. All right, we have text lines open, 972-387-4600. You can also call our office, 972-387-4600. That's TexasLending.com. Go online and apply. Type in TexasLending.com. There's going to be 6 questions you answer. It takes about a minute, and we'll call you back within a minute. And so you can call right now or you can text TexasLending.com. All right. Next question. Oh, they want to know the text number for a loan. And that's it. Folks, we have all text lines open. You can get your question answered right now if you get your text in at 972-387-4600. William, you do VA as well.
Yes, we
do. You had a couple people show up for – you were in, what, 2 or 3 commercials last week?
3.
Mm-hmm. You were in 3. The testimonials that we do for our commercials, if you've seen them on TV before – there's no lines. There's people show up. Where's my line? There's no lines. We just kind of start asking them questions, and they start answering them. William, you were in 3 of the commercials. You had 3 of your clients. 2 of them were veterans.
Yes, they were.
And so, what's the number one thing that the vets who did loans with you that they said that wow, this was really fantastic? Other than your fantastic service, what things did they see when they called TexasLending.com?
They really liked the fact that it was easy to get a pre-qualification and a pre-approval. In most cases, we got it back to them within a few hours. It was really great. Those veterans, they did not necessarily have a great real estate agent. They didn't know anybody that could help them. But we do have a great team here that
we have a network. We have a network of realtors, and they can get you in a home quickly. Call us to get pre-approved first. Find out what you can afford before you put earnest money down on the contract. Our purchase team is here to focus on home purchase loans. Our refinance team is here to focus on your refinance. Call us. Go online, 972-387-4600. All right. We're here on The Fan talking about mortgages. I know it's Saturday morning if you're tuning in for the first time. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, the little company that could. We started 20 years ago here in Dallas-Fort Worth. We've made it through the financial Armageddon of 2008, we've made it through the downturns in the mortgage business both last year and in 2013 when the market dropped 50% both times. We are here thriving. We're having our best year we've ever had at TexasLending.com. That's good for you. It's good for the future. It's good for Dallas-Fort Worth because we have some of the lowest refinance and purchase rates you're going to find in the state of Texas. Call us today. We will get you in a home and with a company you can trust. We've won the Consumer's Choice Award for now the last, I believe it is 13 years. TexasLending.com has won the Consumer's Choice Award. It was either 12 or 13. I've lost track. We've won the Consumer's Choice Award each year for the last 12. I know that. A company that's going to be here. If you have any questions, you can come in and see us. You can give us a call. And here's the other thing. The people that came in to do your loan, they had never met you. I mean, they came in to do their testimonial. They did it online. Mm-hmm. Because here's a cool thing. when we need your W-2, you take a picture of your W-2, you push a button, and it shows up into our mortgage portal. It's already in processing. You don't need to fax it. You don't need to scan it. You take a picture of it, and you send. What kind of things can they send?
They can send pictures of their W-2s, their driver's license.
Your dog. Send us a picture of your dog.
Yep.
No, but that's not going to help you get a mortgage. But what will is the driver's license, the things that we need to verify. Mm-hmm. It's picture, send, picture, send, picture, send. Approval online. The reason it takes, we can get you pre-qualified after we take your mortgage application, but a pre-qual is not good enough. We're going to get your information to an underwriter who's going to verify your information. We're going to get you pre-approved and get you fully going before you get a contract. So once you have a contract, it's a full application. Prior to that, we're just making sure that you are good to go, because if you go through our fast track approval process, once you get a contract, you can close in as fast as 10 days if all your other stuff is together. So make sure you call us at TexasHoney.com. You can call us here on the air, by the way, because, you know, William, he loves to talk to people live, 877-881-1053, or you can text us at 972-387-4600. Call our office now. We have people here now. It's Saturday morning. They got up early. They got the crust out of their eyes. They got here. They got coffee, and they're ready for your phone call at 972-387-4600. All right. Next question. We'll take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about an FHA loan and whether it's time to refinance. TexasHoney.com is coming back for more on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back at the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Culturing all of our fans and the fan. The Tolos out there getting some Jackie Wilson on a Saturday morning. You start out early with Louis Prima. Then you wake up with Jackie Wilson a little bit. So that we get into our day just right. Make sure you call us at 972-387-4600 right now. We have loan officers here ready to take your phone call. You can also text us at 972-387-4600 or go online and apply on TexasHoney.com. All right. We are making sure that you have all the information you need for buying, refinancing, getting a home equity loan. We have your questions coming in. We want to get to them right now. We had a question before the break, William, about FHA. First time with FHA loan at 3.25. So I think they own a home. They're at 3.25%. Credit score 813. They're purchasing a duplex on half an acre. Want to live in one half and rent the other half. Should they start an LLC for the half that I'm going to rent? Okay, they're buying the first home, and it says it's at 3.25. That's great, because that's where our rates are on FHA as well. We have home purchase loans on FHA as low as 3.25 for your home purchase. Make sure, have you seen them that low? Is that low?
I've offered them to clients. Yeah. I know we can do it.
Yeah, and so William, you're seeing the rates every day. I am making sure that the phones are ringing. That's my job as CEO, making sure that you're calling us. But so 3.25 on an FHA, they want to know, they're buying a duplex. The nice thing is you can get a duplex on an FHA loan. And we can do them here at TexasHoney.com. The duplex, I'm trying to figure out whether they're buying this duplex right now, if they already have it done or if they're ready to close. But the point is they want to know if they should start an LLC for the half that they're going to rent. If you're renting it out and it's a property you own, you can write off a portion of your mortgage payment, all right, as a business write-off or a deduction on your tax return. You need to make sure there's enough of a deduction there to make sure it's worth it for you. But talk to your CPA about what you should do. Don't do this without talking to a CPA. Talk to a tax accountant. Tell them what you're trying to do. They can tell you what things you can write off, what things you can't write off. They can tell you what things you can use for maintenance cost, which things you can write off electricity and things that are going on in the other building. What kind of HOA dues can you write off? Talk to a CPA. They're going to help you out with that. We can help you get into the duplex. What you should do for taxes is a whole other ball of wax, and we're not licensed for it. So they can tell you the simple ones, but I have to call them as well to find out when I want to run off on my investment properties. So make sure you talk to your CPA about that. But great FHA rate. You can get a great low FHA rate with TexasLending.com. For streamline refinance, we have some of the lowest rates in Texas. I'm telling you, you got to just call if you're refinancing now. If you're thinking about it, call us. Compare to everyone else. We're going to beat 95% of the companies out there. The other guy, we're going to match him because we don't know the guy working out of his condo or working a VPN from his van down by the river. Make sure you call us, 972-387-4600. Text us now. All right. This person says they are currently with another investor. They said they're with Mr. Cooper. Why would I refinance with you guys over them? They said they don't sell off my loan, and that's a big selling point for me. Well, Mr. Cooper is a servicer of home loans, but here's the deal. I know Mrs. Cooper, and she has some dirt on Mr. Cooper that you don't want to know. No, seriously, I'm only making that up. But our rates are most likely lower than Mr. Cooper's. If you can get a great low rate, you may not want to have your loan sold, but Mr. Cooper can sell your loan at any time. Mr. Cooper can sell their company to another company at any time. Mr. Cooper could sell off a portfolio of conventional loans to a large bank. Mr. Cooper could sell off a portfolio of FHA loans if they wish to. Then you have a new servicer at any time. That's how the mortgage business works. Servicing portfolios get sold so that banks can recoup cash. When your rates go up, that's when the value of your portfolio goes up. So if you're Mr. Cooper and the rates go up and they want to sell a portfolio for $100 million so they can recoup the cash, they recoup the cash. Your loan can get sold at any time, no matter where you go. And in TexasLending.com, get your loan to a servicer. It's most likely a servicer that's also not going to sell your loan. So we have better rates. It can be worth tens of thousands of dollars to you over a lifetime of a loan if you save just 0.25% on your interest rate versus another company. Our refinance rates are up to 0.5% lower than many banks and other lenders. Call us today. TexasLending.com. Go online and apply for your refinance, your home purchase, or your home equity loan. All right. One more question before a break. Make sure you get your questions in now. Text us. We'll answer them here. 972-387-4600. First-time home buyer, William. $115,000 combined income. For all you at home, that is about $9,400 a month. $9,600 a month. That's her combined income. 760 credit scores. Great credit scores. Roughly $25,000 in debt, mostly to car loans. What would my anticipated rates be in mortgage loan amount? So they make a near, let's call it 10 grand a month to round it out. So typically, if you want to have a safe mortgage, 33% of your monthly gross income, right? So that's $3,300 a month. That's how much home you could probably afford. They only make $9,600, so let's call it $3,000 a month. What kind of mortgage could they get that includes taxes, insurance, HOA? What kind of mortgage, taxes, insurance, interest, what kind of mortgage loan amount could they get and still have a payment of around $3,000? Ballpark.
Upwards of $275,000, $300,000.
I would say it could be in excess of $400,000. I would say for $3,000 a month. After the interest, it could probably be around around between $400,000 to $450,000, and still have a payment. I think it'd be actually above that. I think that they're somewhere between $400,000 to $450,000. They can get a payment of around $3,000 a month. We'll do some math during the break, and when we come back, we will get to this question and tell you how much home you can afford, because we're going to do some interest rate calculations and taxes, and William will share with you how much home you can buy and have a payment of around $3,000 a month with that great income and that great credit score that you have. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer more of your questions. Get your text in now, 972-387-4600. Apply online right now at TexasLending.com. Our loan officers will be here during the day. Call us. Get a live person answering your call. You can call after the show if you wish. We're going to come back and answer more of these questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, William. We're back in the show. When we are hearing ghosts in the attic here. So, Larry, we have a little bit of an echo on our end, but hopefully that can be resolved. We are talking about your home loan. 972-387-4600. That's how you can text us. You can also, if you want to, you can go online and apply on texaslending.com. We have a few questions. One of the questions before the break, William, was about how much home they can afford. They make $9,600 a month. And I said they can buy somewhere between $4,000 to $4,500. You did some math during the break. This person makes $9,600 a month. They can qualify for a mortgage easily around $3,000 a month. What kind of mortgage can they get for $3,000 a month?
Doing the math, it looks like upwards of $450,000 as a purchase price.
So how much payment was that based on current rates?
Principal and interest around $2,020 a month. You add in taxes and insurance, and it brings you to, you know, $2,800, $2,900 a month.
So listen to this carefully. Upwards of $450,000. That is still a conventional loan, right? So if you're out there and you're trying to get yourself into a conventional loan, that's a conventional loan amount, and that's $2,800 a month. I'm going to do this math for everyone again. For every $120,000 on a mortgage, that you can save 1% on your mortgage, you're going to save $100 a month. If you have a $480,000 mortgage and you drop your rate just 1%, you will save $400 every month. This person's trying to buy a home. If the rates go up 1%, their mortgage payment will be $400 a month higher. If the rates go up 2%, like where they were last year, it would be $800 a month higher if they had a $480,000 loan. 2% on 480 is $800. It's $10,000 more a year coming out of your pocket towards interest. So those of you who do have a high loan amount, and these rates have dropped nearly 2% since last year, stop paying all that interest. Get it refinanced now with TexasLending.com. Go to a 15-year. You did some math earlier. You said someone who went from 4.25 on a 30-year, that would go down to 3.625 on a 15-year with zero closing costs. You said how much money would they have saved on interest over the life of the loan?
Over the life of the loan, you're going to save upwards of $120,000.
In interest. A 0.5% lower interest, but also going from a 30-year to a 15-year, they'd pay $120,000 more of their life savings. They'd have $20,000 less in interest. So this person who wanted to buy this home, this payment that they can get into, it's important. It's dependent upon rates. Okay, we only have a couple minutes left. I try to get a couple questions in. First-time home buyer, can I buy a home if I don't have a 2-year job? Yes, it's dependent on whether it's W-2, whether you just started, whether it's commissioned. You can buy a home if it's commissioned, if we have tax returns, if it's less than 2 years. If it's a W-2 job, we can get you in the home depending on what kind of loan, what kind of job it is and how much money you're making. Next one, bought a home 13 months ago, financed around $240,000 at 4.7, credit score at 740. What kind of rate can I expect today? You expect on a $240,000 loan, 30 years in the mid to upper threes, a 15-year down in the low threes, down to as low as 3%. If you got an FHA loan, it could be down as low as 3.25 on your refinance to 3.375. We got to get through these quick because we're running out of time. All right. We have, I'm not a first-time home buyer, but my fiance is. I have great credit. His is not good. He's in the 600s. Cannot we apply for an FHA loan? 600 scores are fine. They want to buy a home in Idaho. We do not do loans in Idaho at TexasLending.com, but you can text us, or I'll text you back and have you call a good company. Okay. Combined income, oh gosh, this is a long one. We might have to save it next week. They make $330,000, and we are going to run out of time for that one. We have run out of time. Any of you other texts, I will text you back, and we can have you call our office as well and talk to a loan officer right now at 972-387-4600. William, we've run out of time. Sorry if we didn't get to all your questions. We will get to them next week. We do appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you calling TexasLending.com. We have loan officers here now. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Call a live person. We'll see you all next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Enjoy your sports weekend here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.